A Haines man was indicted on felony sexual abuse charges, and an increase in students could mean a large funding boost for the Skagway School. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. On Friday, a Juneau grand jury indicted 23-year-old Haines resident Ihan Goldberg with 8 felony charges involving sexual abuse and online enticement of a minor. An indictment is not a conviction, and a trial is scheduled for early next year. The indictment documents list 3 felony counts related to sexual abuse of a minor on or about July 26 of this year, when Goldberg was 22 years old. The charges say he engaged in sexual contact with a 13-year-old. He is also charged with 5 counts of online enticement of a minor. According to the indictment, Goldberg allegedly used a computer to communicate in an unlawful way with a person under the age of 16 years. Haines police say they arrested Goldberg after, quote, a lengthy investigation. He was held in the Haines jail before being released on $10,000 bail. Goldberg's initial hearing was Saturday in Juneau, with further proceedings on Tuesday. His next court appearance is November 23rd, and a jury trial is scheduled for January 4th. Construction began last week on the Dyea Flats Road outside of Skagway, and while construction closures are sure to be a minor inconvenience, locals will get a safer road and some free firewood out of the deal. The Dyea Road is well known as a narrow, winding path with a rock face on one side and a drop into the salt water on the other. But the National Park Service, with the help of federal highways, is hoping to continue improvements on the historic road to make it a little less of a white-knuckle ride. Tim Stidell is the chief ranger for the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park. He says the road has suffered a lot of damage over the years.
It's never really been designed to proper federal highways standards, even a minimal standards for a rough, unpaved road. So it continues to see drainage issues. It continues to see pretty heavy use with the combined traffic of bicycles, vehicles, and horses.
Last week, NPS crews began the first phase of the federally funded project to improve the park portion of the road and the public access between the Slide Cemetery and the Lost Lake Trailhead. The stretch is about 2 miles total. According to the service, the goal is to improve the road surface and drainage, as well as raise the road and add more culverts. The plan also includes making wider turnouts for safer passing. The first phase includes cutting trees and brush to make the area more accessible for crews. The path between the Slide Cemetery and the Lost Lake Trailhead will close until that portion is complete. More trees will be cut starting on October 19th between the state-maintained portion and the cemetery. Motorists can expect delays of up to 30 minutes. But the road will remain open during the evenings and overnight. The first phase is expected to be completed by the end of this month. And while all the buzzing and sawing and delays might get tiresome, Stidell says there is a silver lining, free firewood.
Firewood is a premium around here, and we do have 2 stagings planned with this project. With phase one here, we have a date on the 16th of October, Friday, and again on Friday, the 30th of October. Pretty significant amount of the timber that comes out of the project through the vegetation removal will be staged.
The wood, cut into 16-foot lengths, will be piled near the turnoff just before the West Creek Bridge for locals to haul away. Currently, the road is used by locals and tour operators who offer rafting, hiking, and backpacking, sled dog tours, zip lining, and horse rides in the remote spot. And with more and more traffic, the road is in rough shape.
Phase 2 of this project is going to be the actual improvement to the road surface and the roadbed itself starting in spring of next year. And there has been a big increase in vehicular traffic associated with a lot of the public use activities out there, including some of the commercial activities.
Stidell says he doesn't see the number of vehicles increasing much more, though road improvements might lure larger means of transportation. The project has been in the works for about a year, and when all is said and done, it'll be about 2 years before it's complete. The second phase will happen in May, just as the tourism season gets underway. Administrators in the Skagway School District say there are more than 100 students in the K-12 school this year. That's a significant increase from recent years in which enrollment hovered between 60 and 80. If the district does have a student count in the hundreds this year, that could mean a large increase in state funds. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
A couple dozen first and second graders are learning a French song for the school's holiday show. Teacher Courtney Ellingson looks on. She's been at the school for about 13 years. She says she and her students have noticed the increased enrollment.
I had a student, an elementary student at SNAC the other day, pose the question to me, what will we do when we have so many kids that we run out of classrooms? Which I thought was really funny and kind of interesting that they are aware and are wondering how things might change.
Ellingson teaches in a combined kindergarten through second grade classroom. It's those grades that have seen the biggest boom in students. Dr. Josh Coffrin is superintendent.
I think our school was built for this. Our school was built to have over 100 students.
But it hasn't been that way in a number of years. Skagway always sees a larger number of students in August and September, and then in April, coinciding with the cruise ship season and influx of seasonal workers. But the last time year-round enrollment leveled out to more than 100 was in the 2007-08 school year. Then it went down a lot.
Yep, that was probably the lowest year, maybe 4 years ago.
Ellingson is thinking of the 2011-12 year. There were less than 60 students. She says staff and programs were cut, and she was worried for her job.
You know, I was the newest teacher on the block, so to speak, and so I was a little worried and trying not to be and trying to just stay the course, but I was a little worried for a while there, but thank goodness numbers are back up and I'm here still.
The larger numbers also mean more money. Alaska school districts receive a per-student allocation from the state. So more students, more funding. Last year, the district received about $700,000 for around 80 students. The magic number the district is hoping for this year is 101 or more. Then the funding jumps to over $1 million.
There is a pretty significant bump if you are over 100 students, if you're able to count over 100 students. And so if we do, that presents us with some opportunities.
The student count is determined over 4 weeks in October. So the number of kids who go to class this month determines the school's funding for the rest of the year. The Skagway District and School Board are making an effort to get community input on how they should spend the potential increase in funding.
Is it more arts integration? Is it a foreign language program? Is it a full-year band and music program? All of those things are on the table, not to mention other full-time teachers that can split the load, if you will, with the other teachers that are already in the building.
Coffrin says there's always one major concern about hiring new teachers: the town's housing shortage.
The last couple of times that we've hired teachers, it's really been a scramble to find someplace for them to live. So that I see as the biggest obstacle or the biggest challenge.
As for what's causing this spike in enrollment, Coffrin and Ellingson both say it seems like more people have been staying year-round, and there are young families having kids. That's why a lot of the increase is in the elementary grades.
They're hot.
They're hot.
Dry Ecken.
Coffrin doesn't think this increase is an anomaly. He says a large preschool population means the district could see the number of students increase to 120 and beyond. That would bring the school to numbers they haven't seen in more than 10 years. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Emily Files.
The school district has a survey on its website about how increased funding should be spent. A town hall around that question is planned for January. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.